Luke chapter 10, verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's all pray. Our Lord, our Almighty, the Holy One of Israel, Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, you called all of us to be holy, for you are holy. As we walk closely, humbly with you, Lord, in this journey, Lord, we thank you for the blessing that we receive today. For today is the day the Lord has made, and we shall be glad, and we will sing songs unto thee with joy, with the gladness of the heart, that we are all drunk the new covenant, the blood of Jesus Christ, the peace of God that rules all our hearts and minds. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the true understanding, knowing Jesus is life. Lord, we thank you for the life that is in us. We thank you for the truth that you reveal to all of us. We thank you for the faith that you bless all of us to hold on to. We thank you for the grace by which we are all saved, O Lord. We thank you for the mercy. By true Lord, you pulled all of us from the valley again and again and again. For your mercy endureth forever. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, here we are, O Lord, at the holy temple of thee, the tabernacle where you shall dwell in the midst of us, the Shekinah glory. For you told, O Lord, I will not yield my glory to anyone, but Lord, we are not anyone. The children of the day, the children of light, the children of God, who dwell in unapproachable light, Lord, we bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, that you call all of us as your children. And we are the children of the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Prince of life. Lord, thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day where we all gathered as one to praise you, to worship you as one, with one mind, one accord, one faith, one baptism, the unity of the Holy Spirit. For you are the only Savior and there is none. Thank you, Lord, for the name that we all have, your name, the mighty name. Lord, may you bless us, sanctify us, consecrate the place, consecrate our hearts. Speak to us as we are here to listen to thee. Thank you, Lord, that we are all inside your mighty hand. The only way someone can snatch us away from thy mighty hand is ourselves, O Lord. Our very own flesh and carnality and free will. So, Lord, here we are, surrendering our souls as a whole in the altar. With a double-edged sword, Lord, bless us, O Lord. Cut everything that are not glorifying your name and throw it away from the congregation. Because, O Lord, we are here to bring the sweet aroma in thy presence. Teach us, O Lord. Wash us and purge us that we will turn into white as snow. Thank you, Lord, for everything. We bless your holy name. Move in the midst of us. Fill us with your spirit. Speak to us with a still, small voice. We are all yours. And this church is yours. The ministry is yours. The place is yours. And fill us and bless this place to be the holy place where you will stand in the midst of us and we will praise you, worship you, and speak to you, and listen to you, and have communion with you in thy word. We thank you for everything. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we all pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all, dear brethren. You may be all seated. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Welcome to the house of the Lord, precious dear brother Raleigh. We thank the Lord for bringing you safe. God bless you, Sister Angeline. Good to see you all back. We thank the Lord for the past 7 days, because we gathered last Sunday and we are gathering again this Sunday. Without His grace and mercy, none of us would be standing here. So we thank the Lord that He blessed all of us to gather again and again and again. We thank the Lord for the life that we are all holding on to, not the life where we are brother, husband, wife, grandfather, grandmother, uncle to our loved ones, but the life where we are the children of God, where God wants us to carry that light, carry the testimony for Him to redeem the souls back to Him, for Him to reconcile the seeds back to Him, and for that reason He has decided that we all should stay alive. And for that reason to live is Christ. Amen. The main purpose of us living on this world, even after the Lord revealed Himself to us long back, is because He wants us to pray. He wants us to pray, and He wants us to pray. Because when Jesus told the disciples who were sleeping in flesh, He didn't tell them watch and listen to sermon. He didn't tell them watch and prepare something to speak. He said watch and pray. For there is nothing we can do. If the Holy Ghost is not speaking to us, if we can't even listen to the voice of the Father who created all of us, then what's the point of learning, listening, speaking? We may speak, but those words might not be life. That's exactly why the Lord called and named His house as the house of prayer. Because prayer has two components, speaking and listening. In between, there is silence. Amen? There is always silence in between for the thoughts to be established. And for the Lord to see whether it is in blessedness or it is nakedness. The Lord has given us the mind to listen, to think, to analyze, and to decide what we should speak. Amen? So we can't say, oh, sorry that I spoke something wrongly. It just came out of nowhere. No, it came out of from your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. No one can say, I spoke this word, but it's not from me. Because those words are within. When the Lord cleans us, when the Lord washes us, He always goes to the deepest bottom of our heart and see if there is anything that is hidden even without our knowledge. The biggest deceiver that we are all trying to overcome is not hiding anywhere, not waiting to attack you. He's just in front of your mirror. It is you. It is me. Because the Lord has created all of us in His image, in His likeness. Amen? Can any power, any wild beast, any flesh, any evil force can have dominion over you if at all you did not decide to partake with them? So when the Lord called all of us, have this willingness, have this obedience in desire, in joy, then you shall eat the fruit. You shall eat the good of the fruitful land. The fruit of the fruitful land. The land, the only land which can be called the land of goodness. Amen. So by God's grace, today we shall meditate on, if the Lord has warned all of us away from strong drink which will control your mind, away from anything that can have dominion in your mind, because your consciousness is very important for God to dwell in you. Amen. Which state of mind you are present, not you were present, not you are going to attain, right now, what is the state of mind? Anything that pollutes the mind is nothing but drunkenness. But nobody decides to have this drunkenness if they did not desire for the drink in the first place. Amen? That's exactly where our free will comes and tells us you should deserve death. The wrath of God is waiting for you. Let's go and drink. Let's go and drink some pride. Let's go and drink some lack of understanding. And let's go and profane the name of the Lord by telling the Lord said this, the Lord did that. But there is a thin line that is drawn by the word of the Lord, which is, the Lord deals things on two different sides. To one whom the truth is revealed, it is labeled as betrayal. And to those whom the truth is not revealed, it is labeled as ignorance. Amen? Ignorance, betrayal. The one who received love, the one who loved, will be under the roof of betrayal. The one who hath not tasted how sweet the Lord is ignorant. No one would kill Stephen if they do not know who is Stephen. Amen? If they know who is Stephen, they would celebrate him. Let's sing song together. Come on, Stephen, let's pray together. Let's go and serve the Lord together. But rather, they do not know Jesus. For that reason, they do not know Stephen. And for that reason, they killed him. Assuming that they are serving the king. And that king was assuming that he is serving God. Which God? There is only one God. The church of God is identified by the fruit of the Spirit. The children of God is separated by the leading of the Spirit. Amen. So now, today, we shall focus on if the Lord told all of us to keep our minds stayed on Him and what we should think. There are things that the Lord hates in Proverbs, but there are things the Lord encourages, wants us to keep thinking. Amen? To keep thinking. Turn your Bibles, Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Brother Clement, read this from verse 1 to verse 9. Read from verse 1 to verse 9.
Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore you, O dear, I implore sincere to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, true companions, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men.
Amen.
The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Now let's pray fully with the rest in our heart that the Lord has blessed all of us with the assurance in our heart that the Lord is in us. Now read verse 7, verse 8. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding, amen, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let's just stop here. Last few weeks, the Bible, the word of the Lord, the books which are written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit through the vessels, through the servants of God, from the book of Psalms, prophetical books, patriarchs and apostles, we read wine that makes the heart glad. Amen? The oil that makes the face shine. Like the foolish virgin, wise virgin, you need oil to burn the lamp. Shine, light. And the wine makes your heart glad, and the bread strengthens your heart. Amen? not your flesh. The breath of life strengthens your heart. Because for God, it's all about your heart. It's all about your heart. What we have, what we want to become, what we want to speak, and how we love the Lord, and how much we love the Lord, only the Lord can save. Because the Bible says the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now let's go one by one, that the Lord bless us with these things, whatsoever things. What is the first one? Whatsoever things that are true. Amen? Second one, whatsoever things that are honest. I use King James Version. Whatsoever things that are just. Whatsoever things that are pure. Whatsoever things that are lovely. And whatsoever things that are good report. Amen? Your testimony. And if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. How it comes? If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise. Because these six things are circled within the word whatsoever things. Whatever, however, whatsoever, whatever it is, if those things are things of God, from the deep mind of God, that is working together for good for your life, for your salvation, and for the Lord's ministry, redemption, reconciliation, true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, and if there is any virtue, if there is any praise, keep on think about it. Keep on think about it. Stay drunk. If we say, Lord, I want to have the mind of Christ, and the Lord says, okay, fine, just go and think. Think the thought of blessedness, which is blessed thought. Amen? Amen? Thoughts of blessedness will push you, will bless you, will force you, will control you to result in actions of blessedness. If we say, Lord, I want to exercise my faith. What is his faith? Holy faith. Amen? The scripture says holy faith. Is it someone's faith? No. The book of Revelation says the faith of Jesus Christ who is holy. If we say, Lord, okay, fine, I learned your faith, all good, I'm going to exercise. Is it so? Can we exercise the holy faith without the Holy Ghost? Can we? Can we exercise the holy faith without the fruit of the Holy Ghost? Can we? No. So, if the Lord says, stay on my mind, stay with my mind, then we should keep on thinking about Him. Thinking about how good He is, how much grace and mercy He showed to us, how true He is, how honest His love, how just He is, how pure His love, how lovely He dealt our life, and what is the good report that He is looking from every one of our life. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Amen? Book of Revelation. Why? The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The Lord identifies His people by those who uses His name in His word, in His spirit. Exactly according to the word of the Lord. Amen. Holding on to reverence and honor, fear of God, and the love that He showed to all of us. Amen? Amen. The spirit of prophecy. When the Lord dealt with the false prophets in the Old Testament, did it stop there? It is there in the last chapter of Revelation. It is still there how the Lord deals with those who profane His mighty name, which is holy. When the Lord was dealing with Moses, Joshua, King of Hezekiah, all the people, David, Solomon, whom He had chosen, appointed over a period of time for Him to continue to purge, purify His seeds, the Lord spoke two words, sanctification, and how He wants the house to be consecrated for Him to dwell. Amen? For Him to dwell. So if we say, Lord, I want to glorify Your name, he that believeth on Him finds life. If we say, Lord, I am glorifying your name, but the Lord says, no, you profane my name, and the Bible says, the wrath of God abideth on him. Can we say, Lord, I want to escape from your wrath, and for that reason, I just want to love you? Nobody can say, think anything that can go beyond the vision of the Holy Ghost. He searches all things, deep things. So now let's look at these six words. Six things spoken concerning the number six. As we know, six represents man. Amen? Whatsoever things, six. True, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report. Do we have all these six things in our mind? Do we think about it? Do we want to live a life as an outcome of these six things? If you say, Lord, the Son of Man, to whom I'm going to stand in front of the Son of Man. Amen? John the Baptist said, who warned you to escape from the Son of Man? Jesus said, who warned you to escape from me? Six, man. Six things, whatsoever things. If any be virtue, if any praise, think on all these things. Because the verse that we always read, peace of God surpasses all understanding, only God can give. No. Yes, God will give. It's not God can give. God will give for sure to his children. But what he wants us to do, that is verse 8. And verse 8 is encompassed by verse 9, which we read, those things, see, those things ye have both learned, received, and heard, and seen in me. Now you see how the Lord compares these things to four words, learned, heard, received, and seen. Received, heard, and not just heard, seen. Now let's look at these words. The Lord did not say, you may learn, you will learn, you may receive. No. It says, in past tense, those things which ye have both learned, received, heard, seen. The Lord says you can't escape from the four words. Learn, receive, heard, seen. If you try to look out for a way out, Lord, oh, I did not know this. Is it so? Is there a verse concerning this? Oh, I did not know this. The Lord says, no. Ye have learned, received, seen, and heard. Learning, receiving, hearing, seeing. My sheep hear my voice. We walk by faith, not by sight. We receive only when the Spirit reveals. Amen? Can we go and take? Salvation is not for anyone to take. It's a gift for us to receive. We are always on the receiving side. We are always that lame lying on the floor waiting to receive. Amen? When the Lord decides to bring the lame to stand upright, for that lame to be able to give, even that giving is the giving of the Holy Ghost. That lame stood firm next to those two apostles because of his testimony, his book report, the enemies who encompassed around the apostles, they could not lay their hands upon those two, Peter and John. Why? The good report of the lame he held. He held the church from which the Lord blessed him, from which the Lord blessed her. So now, learn, receive, heard, seen. So whom these words are spoken to? Always for children of God. Amen? As we learn, it's a love letter to the saints of God. But the letter consists of warnings, curse, bless, prophecies of life, destruction, creation, regeneration. There are so much. Which part of the word we are here to fulfill? Do you see what we are seeing? Which part of the word we are here to fulfill? There is one part that is on the side of blessedness, focusing on everlasting life, to rest in him, to rest with him, to sing song unto him forever. His mercy endureth forever. There is another part of the word which talks about separation. The separation of holy and unholy. The separation of things that are God and things that God do not want to see. So wrath of God stand exactly right there. On one side, we receive warm love, guidance, chastening, pruning, purging, growth from the Father who watch over us. On the other side, if we walk other side, death, destruction forever waits for us. These six words we would prayerfully meditate by the grace of God. True, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report. So now, last Sunday, by God's grace, we focused on the word seven times. That was the title of the last Sunday sermon. Seven times. Amen? Seven times. Now, let's focus on what was the action. What happened when something happened seven times? Seven times the vials, the bowls of wrath were poured upon. Seven times the blood sprinkled. Seven times Jacob bowed to his brother Esau until the brother came near to him. Seven times the prophet Elijah sneezed on the sick. Seven times the servant went and see, where's the God? Where's the God? He said, go again. Seven times Joshua encircled, compassed around the city. Seven times. So we were focusing on those, why God allowed us to see these seven times. Turn your Bibles, Matthew chapter 18, verse 22. Now we will write one by one. What are those seven times of actions committed as our Lord allowed? Matthew chapter 18. Chapter 18. I will write one by one, we go slow. Chapter 18, I will read from verse 21. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times. A genuine question from the disciple who wants to learn from the Lord. And the same one who asked the question also received the forgiveness from the one whom the question was sent. Amen. He asked, how many times I should forgive, Lord? I just want to take a note so that I can follow the numbers. But Jesus replied, a response that Peter cannot find. Verse 22 says, then Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times. Look at this very carefully. I say not. He said, I say not. When did I say only seven times? When did I say up to seven times? He starts by saying, what you said, I say not. I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Amen? So now can we say, okay, Peter has got the number. Let's put the equation and let's have a measure of how much I can forgive. Can you do that? Now let's go to Bible. Luke chapter 17 verse 4. Luke chapter 17 verse 4. So from here, the word that we saw is forgive. Amen? I'm just looking at the word that was spoken, action that were committed seven times. Forgive. No. Now Luke chapter 17 verse 4. Luke chapter 17 verse 4. I will read. Let's read from verse 1. Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible. When I saw that all things are possible, then what do you mean by it is impossible? What is impossible to God? Nothing is impossible to God. Scripture, amen? But there are things that are impossible. What are the things impossible? Can God do something, speak something, think something against his righteousness? It is impossible. Amen? Can anyone measure the greatness of God? It is impossible. Amen? Can anyone defile the word of God, profane the name, and escape from his wrath? It is impossible. Amen? Can anyone contain the Almighty, who is the self-sufficient one, eternal Holy Spirit, into an idol? It is impossible. For a creation to understand the Creator is impossible. But for the Creator to decide to have the mercy and grace to live in you, it is possible only if He has purposed that blessed thought in His heart, not in your thought, not your desire. So I start by saying it is impossible, but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. Why our Savior, who told us, if someone slap you, show him other space. Tell him you can slap here as well. Amen? He spoke it. Now he says, woe unto him through whom the offenses will come. Through whom? Not by. Through. Amen? Through. When you say, Lord, Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The bread of life strengthens your heart. Amen? The Lord says, you are the lighthouse set up on the hill. Shine. The oil that makes our face shine. Amen? And the wine, drink the new covenant. The whole world may say you, oh, you are a fool. He's speaking something against. Apostles had the same mockery. Amen? But actually, knowingly or unknowingly, even the enemies will proclaim the name of God. Will glorify the work of God in the life of his children. The wall that was built by Nehemiah was not glorified by Nehemiah. It was glorified by the enemies who witnessed it from far distance. Wow! It was built in 52 days. Are you sure? Then this work is wrath of God. Amen? Who testified who? It is impossible, but offenses will come. So Lord said, offenses will come. It is possible, but all things are possible. He will see you through. Amen? Even John the Baptist, who was born with the power of Holy Ghost, voice in the wilderness, crying and serving the Lord, waiting for his coming, when he was put into the prison, he heard, he received, he has seen, he learned, but still he said, is that him or someone is coming? Just because Jesus did not visit him. So, what happened? Did Jesus move to see him? No. The word of God sent the word. By whom? The messengers. He told the disciples, go and tell him, blessed is the man who is not offended in me. Not because of me. Not by me. Not for me. In me. If you don't have God in you, you would be offended for anything, for everything. But the Lord says, blessed is the man who is not offended in me. Because Jesus said, you will be hated for no reason. Lack of understanding is no reason. True understanding is the one absolute reason you and me are breathing today and say, praise the Lord, I serve my Master, my Lord, my Jesus Christ. And we say, he is mine. How many of you pray? Jesus, you are mine. You should pray like this. Don't you dare to maintain distance from the bridegroom. He wants to commune with us. Jesus, you are mine. I am yours. I am in you, you are in me. But Lord, you are my head. I am nothing. I bow my head for Christ to have the preeminence in my life. Amen? So now, continue this. Through whom come? The word spoken by the word of God. It must come to pass. Now verse 2. If it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea, than that he should open one of these little ones. Why the Lord called little ones? Because the children of God, they always have this beautiful garment of humbleness, humility, to convert like children. To be the fools of this world. Because God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put the wise and put to shame. Amen? Why God called all of us fools? Can a father despise his children? No. He would never do that. He says, you are the apple of my eye. How can the foolish things can become the apple of his eye? What the Lord says, be the fool of this world. Be the fool for this world. Be the fool in this world. By doing so, you will be wise in his kingdom. You will be wise in his presence. And you will be wise in him. Now, when Jesus said this, he's not cursing. Our Master, our Savior, he can't speak other than truth. Amen? He can't speak other than truth because he is the truth. When he rebuked the disciples, when he rebuked the Pharisees, he did not try to say something that can be received by them. But he said something exactly how it must be said. Because he is the truth. Now if you say, Lord, you are in me, then you are part of the truth. Amen? So what the Lord said, live like me, think like me, speak like me, carry your life like me. The word of God will do the rest. Amen? The word of God will do the rest. As for you and me, as for our house, we shall serve the Lord. And our feet shall shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. Because we serve the Prince of Peace. Now let's continue. Verse 3. Take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many times he answered already? Luke chapter 17 verse 4. Now, verse 4, it says, and if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day. Let's stay there. In a day. Not your life. Not his entire life. In a day. Today is the day as the Lord deals all of us one day at a time. Every one of us, he deals with us one day at a time. Because if he has not purposed, you and me would not see today. When the Lord says the parable of rich man, hey rich man, do you think they are going to store all of this, plant this, build some walls of Jericho that you may see tomorrow? When Jesus said, rich fool, now he says, rich fool, today if your life demanded tonight, what you will do tomorrow? So now the Lord calls that rich fool because from the heavenly kingdom's perspective, anything that we possess earthly, anything that we possess in flesh, anything that we celebrate in mind is nothing but things that will be burned to the flat by the wrath of God. So the Lord says, you are nothing but a rich fool who thinks you are rich by holding on to foolish things. But the Lord called all of us foolish things. Which side the word is spoken will show us the light what we are learning. Amen? Now, let's read this. And 7 times in a day turn again into thee, to thee, and saying, I repent. Now bring Matthew chapter 8 verse 21-22 and Luke chapter 17 verse 4. Because the Lord is teaching something about forgiveness and repentance. Is it for that particular disciple to learn something? Is it for the one who is going to forgive or the one who repented to find life? No. He is teaching us where the wrath of God stands. Leviticus chapter 26, we learn. The Lord said, I talked to you, I spoke to you, you listened to my voice, you saw my love, you saw my miracles. So, he said, so, now I will punish you 7 times. He said that, right? Last Sunday we meditated. He said that 7 times I shall punish you. Jacob was hated by Esau. Esau wanted to kill him. But when Jacob saw Esau, he bowed down to the ground 7 times until the brother came near to him and he kissed him. And the same Jacob wrestled the angel of the Lord whole night for the angel of the Lord to bless him. Do we have these blessed thoughts? Having dominion over our mind. Should have dominion. Look at this word pure. Psalm chapter 12 verse 6 that we read last Sunday. The words of the Lord are pure, refrained 7 times. Amen? Now let's go one by one. What we just read is forgive, now repent. Always remember these two go together all the time. What is the word forgiveness means if there is nothing to be repented? What is the word of salvation if there is no sinners to be saved? Amen? What is life if there is no death? What is day if there is no night? So 77 times and repent 7 times in a day. But you know there is something very deep in this verse. Verse 4, read this again. If he trespass against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to you, I repent. Why not 6 times? Why not 5 times? Why not 1 time? Oh, I just learned all my 7 mistakes, so I'm going to repent to you once for all. The Lord says, repent 7 times. Because he is counting. He is also counting the tears of his righteous people. Amen? Every single drop of the tear of righteous people is stored and being counted in the heaven. Scripture. And the Lord says, if someone commits something against you 7 times, wait, if he comes to you to repent to you 7 times, that repentance is a blessing to the one who committed. Amen? But the forgiveness is nothing but the gift of God, the fruit of God that works through you. You have nothing to boast about. See, gift of the Holy Ghost is not for you. It's for others. Amen? For the Lord to glorify His name through your life. Let's say I have a healing gift. Someone goes sick and the Lord healed that someone. Can I go and say, yes, I prayed, he got healed. So I have a gift of healing. Oh, my brethren, if anyone is sick among you, call me. Book an appointment with me. I will teach you how to get healed. Shame on me. May the Lord destroy me if I go to this level. You are nothing. The fruit of the Spirit is for you. The mind of Christ is for you. The gift of the Spirit is not for you. It's for God and His children. But the Lord says, covered for the best gift. And what is the best gift? Prophecy. And why? Testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. But what do people think? Denomination. Anyone walk into the church, any fellowship, family gathering, there are prophecies left and right. Oh, you shall do this, you go with that, then the bus will come, or you just take a left and escape from the bus. Do this, do that. That saith the Lord. Be aware. Never forget the Ten Commandments which was given to Moses. It's not old, it is still gold. Never ever profane the name of the Lord. Never ever not even think of using the name of the Lord for your own action. It won't do well. It won't go well. We don't want to see the wrath of God. Because you are not anyone. You are that someone who received the glory, who received the Holy Spirit, who baptized in Jesus' name. He would not take it lightly. If I do, He won't take it lightly. May the Lord destroy us. It is rather to be destroyed than living and profaning His name. Amen? And what is that thing to be destroyed? That flesh, that the city of Jericho that is having dominion over you. But how did He destroy? If there is anything of praise, think about it. Joshua and the valiant men, gallant soldiers, mighty men. The Lord told them, go and just 7 times march around. Press on. Compass the city. Just walk and praise, walk and praise, walk and praise. And the Lord flattened the city as if there was nothing before. Flattened to the ground. The wall of Jericho flattened. Many years ago, I remember always in any church, there is a lack of understanding concerning the wall of Jericho and the wall of Jerusalem. Ask you a question. Is there anyone in this world who can destroy the wall of Jerusalem? Is it made of bricks made by men? Is there anyone who can even touch the wall of the new city, Holy Jerusalem? Who is that wall? Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5. Who is that wall? But the wall of Jericho? Gone. Now, when we say, Lord, I serve you, it is Christ who is in me. Yes, His name is Jesus Christ. But there is another Christ, Antichrist. Lord, I'm here, I'm a bride. Yes, there is Amor, Babylon, the great whore. See, everything the Lord had purpose in His heart for His children, there is always another Tower of Babel against His strong name, strong tower. There is always another wall that is against the wall of Jerusalem. There is always gathering of nations against His holy nation. Whatever happens on the side of life, it also happens in a similar way on the side of death. It is also called wine. But this wine is mixed wine, called as strong drink. Now you see, in the book of Revelation, when the Lord rebuked all of us to be careful, He called them, oh great man, mighty man, chief captain, because you think you are all strong. Because of the strong drink? Because of the strong drink? Is there any drink that is stronger than the new covenant? When the drink has dominion over your mind, you will think like him, speak like him, live like him, and the Lord will say, my faithful servant, I am pleased in thee. Now, 7 times in a day, that forgiveness was also possible if the one who committed 7 times came to him 7 times for repentance. Stand firm. So the Lord is teaching who? Both sides. He's in the center. Amen? He's in the center. The double-edged sword always stay course in the way of holiness. Now, let's turn our Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 35. So I will just quickly write down what we learned last Sunday after we read this. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 35.
He returned and walked back and forth in the house, and again went up and stretched himself out to help on him. Then the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes.
1 Kings 18:43-44. 1 Kings 18:43-44.
And said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." So he went up and looked, and said, "There is nothing." And 7 times he said, "Go again." Then it came to pass the 7th time that he said, "There is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea." So he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you."
Amen. Leviticus chapter 14 verse 27. Leviticus chapter 14 verse 27.
Then the priest shall sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil that is in his left hand 7 times before the Lord.
Amen. 51. Same chapter, verse 51.
And he shall take the cedar wood, the hyssop, the scarlet, and the living bird, and dip them in the blood of the slain bird and in the running water, and sprinkle the house 7 times.
Amen. Thank you, brother. God bless you. Now, including what we meditated last Sunday and this Sunday, let's just focus on this. These are the things that we seven times. What are the actions or instructions or things that happen 7 times? Now just look at the word very carefully. Forgive, repent, sprinkle, not just the blood, remember also the oil, the bird that was released to be free by the priest. Washed in the river of Jordan 7 times, and the one who went to wash, he dipped himself 7 times. Go again, the prophet told the servant to go and see. He was keep on telling, nothing is there, nothing is there. Go again, until the 7th time there was a cloud appeared. Amen. Bow down 7 times, Joshua compassity 7 times. The Lord said, "I will punish you 7 times. And when David, remember, when David committed that sin with Bathsheba, Uriah's wife. Let's read that. It's in 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 8. Let's read it. 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 18. I'll read from verse 15. Just look at that word, how things happen after Nathan departs the house. Okay? Verse 15. And Nathan departed unto his house, and the Lord struck his child. Amen? Because Nathan, a prophet of God, filled by the Spirit of God, sent to speak, he spoke, he departed unto his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David. And it was very sick. Did not die. It was very sick. Verse 16. David therefore besought God for the child. And David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house arose and went to him and to raise him up from the earth. But he would not. Neither did he eat bread with him, with them. Verse 18. And it came to pass on the 7th day. It came to pass on the 7th day the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead. For they said, "Behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead?" But when David saw that his servant whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, "Is the child dead?" And they said, "He is dead." Now let's focus on this. When the child died, Bathsheba was always identified as Uriah's wife. If you look at the chapter very deeply. Uriah's wife, Uriah's wife, Uriah's wife. And the child did not die on the day when it was born. The Lord let the child to remain in sickness for 7 days. On the seventh day, the child died. But when the Lord struck the child, when Nathan departed into his house, amen? And the Lord struck the child. But irrespective of the prayers, whatever David did, the child died. This section is very deep, as we know, but we are not going to focus on why, the prefiguration, all of this. Let's focus on the work of the Lord. Let's focus very carefully on the work of the Lord and why He does certain things in this way. So now, these six things, true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report. Now you see, the seven things, seven times. Forgive, repent, sprinkle, wash, dip, go again. Bow, compass, punish, fast and pray, and bile. Seven times what the Lord will bow, will pour upon. Like how we said Leviticus 26, I'll punish you seven times. Are we here to be scared of the wrath of God? No. The Lord said, do not be ignorant of my truth. Amen? So now, let's turn our Bibles to book of Isaiah chapter 26. Book of Isaiah chapter 26. We shall read from verse 1.
In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nations which keep the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord forever. For in Yah, the Lord is everlasting strength.
Amen.
For he brings down those who dwell on high, the lofty city. He lays it low. He lays it low to the ground. He brings it down to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness, O most upright. You weigh the path of the just. Yes, in the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you.
Amen.
The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you. With my soul, I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me, I will seek you early. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness.
Amen.
Let grace be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, he will deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they will see and be ashamed for the envy of people. Yes, the fire of your enemies shall devour them.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Now, verse 3. Now, let's look at verse 3. We walk by faith, we study the Bible by faith, and we read everything with the assurance that our Father, our Lord, our Prince of Life is speaking deep inside of us. Amen. Verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Not any peace. Perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted thee. Can you stay in the mind of Christ without trusting him? Can you? Can anyone have the daring attitude to try to say, I trust in the Lord, but without having the mind of Christ? Without having the desire to have the mind of Christ? Perfect peace will be given to those whose mind stayed on him. Who's trusted on him. Trust is not just faith. You see, if I go to a battle with my three or four dear friends who are also strong, then I go to the battle, there are many enemies coming. But I know together we are going to fight the battle because we are not just one, there are two or three people. But on the way you go to the battle, suddenly all your friends fall sick. And they all say, I can't walk anymore. Let me stay here for a while. Then let's say you are left behind as the only man or woman or brother or a sister, a child of God, to go to the battle. And the moment if you think, oh, how I am going to win that battle, that moment you were worshipping all of those who were standing on your right and left. You completely forgot the one who is in you. And if you still think, I don't need them, you guys go and rest. Do you know how strong I am? Don't you know my name? My name is David. Goliath can't even stand against me. Just go and rest. I'll just go and win the battle. You are dead. It is not about who willeth. It is not about who runneth. It is all about who sheweth mercy. But the Lord tells us, the battle is not yours. Calm down. The Lord who is mighty in his battle. And for what he told us, hold your peace. Because he is our peace. Hold him. The Prince of Peace, do not drop him. He is not the Prince of Wrath. He is called the Prince of Peace. He will do what needs to be done. Why? Because wrath of God is there. Already there. It is there in the heaven. It is revealed from the heaven as we read in the book of Romans. It is not something God is creating for you. It is there even before you were born. It is there. If the Lord punished Lucifer for simple mere thought in his heart, the Lord can save you for that beautiful blessed thought. Isn't so? But what we saw, what we see? Lord, I love this, my relative. I want him to be saved. So I keep on waiting. But Lord, I never saw him baptized. I never told him Jesus is the Lord. And he just died. Is that so? Is that simple? Do you think the Lord saves his children, judges people to life and death just because of what our carnal mind and mind can process? If the Lord can punish Lucifer for such an evil thought, God can bless his children for a blessed thought. Amen? It works on both sides. God is not a respecter of persons. He knows what exactly he gave you, and he knows what exactly the other side did not receive. Because he is the provider. You are not the provider. I am not the provider. He is the provider. Our God is our provider. So he knows, I gave him this much food, you should be able to carry this much weight. Or I gave him this much water, you should be able to run this much distance. He knows. You know. If I know, then we are not serving the Lord who called all of us. Because there are so many lords. There is also called Great King. The king of Assyria was called as Great King. It was a mockery. Who is the Great King? Who is the Great King? But the Lord allowed them to call them, call yourself anything, do you want to. What did he say? King of Assyria, call yourself. Keep it. But his name is the King of Kings. Amen? How many kings are there who can say, I am the King of Kings? Hey, how can you be? There can be only one. Oh yeah, he is the king. Every time our mind tells us, do this, it will do good to you. It will make you look good. It will elevate you. I rebuke that thought for all of us in Jesus' name. It is not from the Lord. The Lord allowed Isaiah to be naked. The Lord allowed Stephen to be killed. The Lord allowed all his servants to be insulted. They were given for sufferings. Because in their suffering, he was reaping their tears, he was reaping their praise, he was reaping their worship to do greater things no one can think of. No one can think of. Do you think it was a joke that when people killed Stephen, they went and laid their garments at Saul's feet? Remember? Why? Was it a joke? Do you know what garment means in the Bible? We can have so many garments. In the name of the Lord, we may say. Now, let's read this prayerfully. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Not today, not yesterday, not tomorrow. Forever. If you want to live forever. Do you want? Trust ye in the Lord forever. Lord, I will die. Yes, you will die. But my life is in you. Cannot die. For that reason, my mercy endureth forever. Because I showed you the mercy. And that mercy will bring you to me to be with me forever. And for that reason, trust in him forever. So now what is trust? Faith with works is your trust in him. When you say, Lord, I trust you, you don't say. Trust cannot be spoken. Trust must be demonstrated. Showcased. He allowed his love to be showcased. Amen? Because agape love cannot be hidden. There is no such thing called secret love. Open rebuke is agape love, but secret love is worldly love. Now you read this. For he bringeth down that dwell on high, the lofty city. He layeth it low, and he layeth it low, even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. Even to the dust. Let's read this book of Joshua, chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 6. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said unto them, take up the priest, take up the ark of the covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark of the Lord. Amen? Before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and come past the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. Let him who is armed to pass on before the ark of the Lord. In our life, in our journey, in our walk with God, what we learn? Follow the ark. Amen? Always stay behind the ark. Show our reverence and honor and we follow the ark. Amen? But this one, this particular marching around is not the journey of wilderness. They were marching around on the same place for 7 days around the same city. This one is different than what we do in our walk with God, where we follow the ark. We don't touch the ark, we don't go before the ark. But here Joshua is giving instruction. Seven priests go before, those who are armed go before them, the ark of the Lord. Now where is the ark? Now the ark moved from being the front and to the center. Amen? Now you see, the children of God are going to do something to march around, compass around city for 7 days. And now the verse is transforming into something so beautiful in the next few verses. Joshua is giving instruction as the Lord is teaching him. Amen? Now you start reading from verse 8. And it came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horn passed on before the Lord. Before the Lord. And blew with the trumpet, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. Now you read this. Ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. So, when the priests blow the trumpets, the ark is behind them. Amen? The Bible says the ark followed them. And before them, they have armed people, whom the Lord chosen to be those armed people to front that march. Amen? Now you read this next verse, verse 9. And the armed men went before the priest, not behind the priest, not behind the ark, but before the priest. So look at the sequence. Armed men, seven priests, then the ark of the Lord. Amen? Now you read. And reward came after the ark, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout. What he told the people, keep quiet, be silent. The Lord is at work, keep your mouth shut and be quiet. Because the first verse of the chapter, starting with a warning, now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. The entire city of Jericho was shut up because of children of Israel. Now Joshua says, people, be quiet. Don't shout. Be silent. Seven priests are there. Armed people are there. Ark of the Lord is here. Just stay behind. Be quiet. Now let's see what happens next. Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice. What is the difference between shout and noise? Children of God, they shout because they have nothing to fear. They don't have to say something to whisper. They don't have to go behind something to say something. Children of God, they are like Jesus. They come, stand firm and shout. Amen? Then he says, not any other noise. Joshua is very specific. Not any other noise with your voice. Why? The voice of the Lord is not a noise. Voice of the Lord is like thunder. He speaks in still voice, but still it is clear as white as snow. No confusion, because it is spirit of the truth. Amen? He says, noise of your voice, your mind, not this mind, your flesh, your carnality. Don't you dare to make a noise when this march around is happening. He commanded them. Why? Because the Son of God, the vessel of God, must speak the word for the Lord to bring judgment on them later on. But the vessel itself do not know what is going on. Why? It is the Lord who showeth mercy. Amen? Moses had to speak what was supposed to be spoken before the Lord cleaned the camp. But Moses had to be returned to where he belonged. The path of the word will do the work and will return to where it belongs. Now you read this. Verse 10. Neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth. Until the day I bid you shout, then shall ye shout. Is Joshua requesting them? Oh, my dear people, you may consider, there is nothing to consider. He commanded them. Either you listen or you don't listen. Either you abide in life or you abide in death. He just told them, commanded them. But what happened after this? You see, after these verses, there is a beautiful blessing the Lord allowed this to be written. Read this. Verse 11, read this twice. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city. It was not Joshua. It was not the people. It was not the seven priests who blew the ram. It was not anyone who was trying to obey or disobey. The Bible says, ark of the Lord compassed the city 7 days. 7 times. Now, how come from verse 1, when Jericho city was shut, all the way to verse 10, when instructions were given, the Lord had taken the full preeminence, the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of the Lord, the word that was kept inside, which is a prefiguration of our Lord and Master, where we must decrease, He must increase. Amen? To the extent that verse 11 says, forget about Joshua, forget about the priest, forget about the Amen, forget about city of Jericho, forget about everything. It is all about for that word to be written because people obeyed and the word was written saying, Ark of the Lord encompass, compass the city. Amen? Ark of the Lord compass the city. The Lord took everything upon Himself because when people are included, when the word mentioned Ark of the Lord. Now the question is, are we inside the ark or outside the ark? Because nobody is going to stop the flood that is from coming. But this time it is not the flood, it is the fire. It's not going to be wet, it's going to be hot. It's not going to be cold, it's going to be warm, like a fiery indignation. Now you read this. Going about it once, and they come into the camp and they lodge in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord, and the seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually. The lamp in the temple of God was burned continually. But Prophet Eli was so blind to the extent that it was allowed to be put off for the Lord to raise Samuel. And did it happen just like that? Because the Lord dealt him for the things that were committed by those two sons. Now you read this very prayerfully. And blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, but the reward came after the ark of the Lord, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpet. And the second day, the capacity won and returned to the camp. So they did 6 days. Now you see, they returned to the camp. Amen? They returned to the camp as the Lord commanded. Now, verse 18 and 19. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed when ye take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it. What? The Lord is destroying something, redeeming something, but He's warning Joshua and those whom He used. He's warning them, be very careful what is going on, what is happening. Do not take anything that is accursed. If you bring a curse to the camp, you will defile the camp. Amen? Any sacrifice in the altar, in the service of the Lord, in the house of the Lord, that is filled with hatred, filled with partiality, filled with sin, the Lord will deal with it. So the Lord says, be careful. Don't you dare to bring a thing of accursed into the camp of God, for the whole camp of Israel will be seen as cursed. Because why? For God, it is one camp. So that's why He wants someone to stand in the camp before He consumes all. Amen? Now, let's read this, verse 19. But with all the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and iron, and are consecrated unto the Lord, they shall come into the treasury of the Lord. Amen. They shall come treasury to the Lord. Now, verse 20-21. These two words speak specifically about the walls of Jericho. Now you read this. Why the Lord allowed the wall to be built in the first place? For it to be destroyed. Amen. But He waited until the walls are built. Amen. He waited until the sin of Amorites is full. Read verse 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpet. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep, and ass, with the edge of the sword. This one, we receive it spiritually, how the Lord talks about in Ephesians chapter 6, the armor of God. Now, let's go back to the book of Isaiah, from what we learned in the book of Joshua, same chapter 26. Perfect faith, mind stayed on thee and trusted thee. And we are taught and blessed and warned that we learn, receive, heard, seen to be able to continually think on the things that pleases the Lord, that the Lord loves. Amen? These six words should be in our mind. True, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report. Every single thing that Lord did in the Old Testament, go and apply these six things. You would see how the Lord separated. You would see how beautifully, how mightily the Lord separated the things of the just. The children should be keep on thinking for them to stay in His mind so that they would not be taken away by anything, anyone from His mighty hand. Amen? See, if I want to hold this pen very strong, I have to think and tell my hand, hold it strong. But this action is nothing but a result, a consequence, an outcome, a fruit of the blessed thought in my mind. Amen? When we read in 1 John, when we read when the gospel was teaching us, when Jesus said, no one can pluck you away from the mighty hand of God. Why? Because you are in His mind. You are in His mind even before He laid all the foundation. Amen? He decided to hold you. The only person who can take you away from Him is the pen itself. Not anyone. No power, no enemy can go to the Lord. Lord, can you just open your hand? Is that so? But the Lord would never work against your desire, because He wants your willingness and obedience. He would never enforce anything in salvation, because salvation is a gift to be received, not a product to be purchased, not a reward to be won. Now let's read this. Verse 5. For He bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, He layeth it low, even to the ground, He bringeth even to the ground. Why? Because people know, they remember there was a wall, right? I remember I saw a big wall, a big city called Jericho. Oh, where was it? Oh, the Lord came and He just brought everything to low, even to the dust. Oh, testimony of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What happened to the people? Oh, Rahab saved. She and all her family, they were saved because of His grace and mercy. And not just that. Silver, brass, gold, things, whatever needs to be consecrated, sanctified for the Lord to allow those things to be put in His camp, they were taken as well. Now read this. Verse 7 and verse 6. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost thee the path of the just. When you say, Lord, You are the God, your righteousness. Lord, we bless your holy name. And the Lord says, yes, you welfare. He says, they the path of the just. Where is the word just? Just. He they the path of the just. How can I weigh my path? Your thoughts, your actions, your intent, your desire, what you want to become, what you want to achieve. He is weighing everything to see if you are still heavy. If you are still heavy in your flesh. But you say, Lord, true worshippers of God, praise the Lord and worship the Lord in spirit. Can you weigh the spirit? How much your spirit weighs? Do you have a weighing scale to measure your spirit? For God is spirit. Now let's learn. Verse 8, yea, in the way of thy judgment, O Lord, have we waited for thee. Have we waited for what? The righteous judgment of God will be embraced, glorified by the righteous children of God. They would accept it. And for that reason, God says, my children will endure my chastening because they know I am righteous. And for that reason, they will embrace my heat. They will embrace my fire because they know nothing can kill them. Now read this. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name, not to your name. Not to anyone's name. Not to your faith. Our faith has no value. Amen? There is only one faith which has value, and that value is life. And you say, Lord, I want to behold the beauty of your face. Then why we talk about our faith? Then why we talk about our name? It's all about his name. Apostle Paul said, I will die for his name's sake. The two witnesses will come in the entrance. Amen? Let's say the angel asks me, hey, where are we going? Oh yeah, we'll just go and die and come back. What? They are coming here to be killed. What are we doing? The two witnesses are coming to be killed. What are we doing? To live? To boast? To be something? To be someone? Remember, the servants of God, the children of God, they came to die because he came to die for you and me. If there is anyone, including all the things that we did, if there is some desire that we wanted to live, forbid, may the Lord bless us to take it, throw it away. We came to die in sin. We came to die in flesh. Because the two witnesses are not coming here to die. They would say, I am holding on to the life. The Lord wants me to go down the mountain, go and clean the camp. It seems they will apparently kill our flesh and we will say goodbye to them. We will climb up the mountain and we will come and join the life where we belong. Nobody can kill the two witnesses. Nobody can kill Stephen. Nobody can kill you. Nobody can kill me. We may die. Is different. This vessel, this flesh has an expiry date. But the word that is in you has no expiry date. You are spoken by the life. Now read this. With my soul to thy name and to the remembrance of thee, how can you say, oh Lord, I remember your mercy. If you don't think about this, let me tell you, you can't remember him. You would never remember him. I would never remember him. Because we are full of forgetfulness. We are nothing but people who are waiting desperately to stab him in the back. To betray him. That is what who we are. Our righteousness is filthy rags. Come to the reality, we were sinners and we will be sinners without him. Don't you dare to think the Lord showed me so much, I am someone. We are not here for that someone. There is only one. I repeat, there is only one. The Holy One, the Mighty One, the Only One, who says, let your face to look like my face, because people see your face. Have me in your face. Do you have Jesus in your face? Oh, I don't know how he looks. Go and ask denominations. There are thousands of idols made to predict how Jesus may look. Or long hair, long back, or skin tone different. Let's try different things. He may look like this. He may look like my uncle. People define him. The whole earth could not contain if there are books written about him. Tell me how you would define him. Don't you dare to put Jesus in your mind. Be in him. He will be in you. Seek him for his mind to have dominion over our mind. Only those who are blessed is to have his mind. To stay on his mind. That's a beautiful word. Whose mind stayed on thee. Which means you should have a state of mind. Do I think like Jesus? Do I speak like him? Do I look like him? We are not, because we are not perfect yet, but we are perfect in him.
We are not ready yet, but we will be ready in Him, by Him, through Him, for Him. That is the most important thing people forget. Why we do all of this? For Him. Not for you, not for me. Whose name is glorified? Yeshua. Yahweh is salvation. Remember, every time you say, the Lord told me, you are telling Yahweh, Yeshua, the salvation told me, how dare you? How can we use the name of the Lord to say something when the Lord has not spoken it? Turn your Bible. Ezekiel chapter 22. Ezekiel chapter 22. Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 17. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, the house of Israel is to be become dross. We just learnt about dross just in book of Joshua, chapter 6. All their brass and tin and iron and lead in the midst of the furnace, they are even the dross of silver. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because ye are all become dross, behold, therefore I will gather you into the midst of Jerusalem. Not outside, not somewhere, in the center, in the midst of the Jerusalem. As they gather silver and brass and iron and lead and tin into the midst of the furnace to blow the fire upon it, to melt it, so will I gather you in mine anger and in mine fury, and I will leave you there and melt you. Yea, I will gather you and blow upon you in the fire of my wrath. Ye shall be melted in the midst, not outside, in the midst thereof. What was done in the midst will be dealt by God in the midst. Because God always deals things in the way it came. Amen? He is righteous. Now, as silver is melted in the midst of the furnace, so shall ye be melted in the midst thereof. And ye shall know that I, the Lord, have poured upon my fury upon you. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto her, thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of indignation. What? What are you telling? He's telling, Son of man, say unto her, thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of a prophet in the midst thereof. Now here we come. Now the Lord is telling me, telling you, telling all, throughout the generation, from the beginning until the very end, He is dealing with the children in the same way. Because He is the same. Our dress may change, times may change, buildings may change, Tower of Babel may be replaced by some big corporate company tower. All those people will be look very civilized, well educated. But the battle from the Garden of Eden to the regeneration of earth is the same. Because He is the same. Now read this. There is a conspiracy of a prophet in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. He did not say the roaring lion ravening the prey. There is only one lion, my dear brethren. It is like a lion, not a lion. No beast can stand against the Lion of Judah. Amen? He is in you. He is in me. He is in all of us. We have the power in Him. Not the power of Him. Just take rest. I'll go and settle this. No. He should be in you. You should be thinking about Him. To have Him in you. Now you read this. Roaring lion ravening the prey. But which prey will be devoured by that wild beast which is like a roaring lion? If God has given us a prophet, promise, and a profitable life, that He said, Lord, I want to be fruitful for you, because He told all the servants, I will give you this talent, be fruitful. Amen? Bring me some profit. Now the Lord says, nobody can take you away from my hand. Amen? If that wild beast comes and look at God's hand, I'm going to eat the sheep. I'm going to take him and kill him. He can't speak anything. It won't be even heard in the presence of the Lord, for that noise is full of hatred. They can't touch. But if that sheep thinks, oh, my Lion of Judah came, looks like a lion, he is full of vengeance, full of anger. Oh, my Lord is righteous in anger. I'm going to follow him. You will be deceived. And that wild beast will take you, drag you all the way far away from the tower, the strong name, and it will devour you. Then you would know, oh, it's not a lion, it's something else. Because it is scripture. Nobody can devote the child of God because you are not a prey. Then who is the prey? Those who do not believe in Him. Those who rebel against Him. Those who go against the word. And those who say, the Lord said this, the Lord said that. The wrath of God abideth. How He executes His wrath? In various ways. He will confirm the enemies to kill themselves. He will confirm the nations to destroy themselves. Because He has better things to do. To sing songs with you. To have, to rejoice with you. Wrath of God is reserved for everything that are not His. But agape, love of God, He wants to be with you and me. In the Garden of Eden, to have fellowship. To speak to you, Adam, how are you? Let's sing a song. Let's do things of righteousness. My tree of righteousness. Now let's read this. They have devoured the souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst of. Many widows. So the husbands were taken. Many widows. But the bride of Christ, do you think this word is applicable to you and me? The bride of Christ, who will be in the marriage of the Lamb, in the supper, with our groom, the bride, our Lord, our Master, our Prince of Life, we will rule with Him as His bride, because Eve was of Adam. We should be inside Him. Amen? Not near Him, not outside Him, inside Him. All the miracles Jesus performed, all the parables He spoke, there are so many listen to that. They received the privilege to see, but still they could not see. They received the privilege to hear, but still they could not hear. Which four walls we are being compassed? Learn the truth, receive the understanding, hear the voice of the Lord, seeing Him in the world. If you do so, you and me are a prisoner of Christ. If you don't do so, you are still the prisoner of Christ in a different way. Do you see? You can't escape from Him. Nobody can escape from who is coming in the white horse. Now, let me finish this, then we close the prayer. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. What? Profane my holy things. Now you see, every time you say, Lord, I will do all things, make sure that you pray to Him for holy things. And you can do so if we are always staying in these things. Amen? The word thing is so beautiful in the Bible because there are so many things. Now you read, they have put no difference between holy and profane. And neither have they shewed difference between the unclean and the clean. And have hid their eye from my Sabbath. And I am profane among them. When I read that verse, Lord, you are almighty. You are holy. You will not give your glory to anyone. Then why do you say you allowed them to profane your name? Because He loved you and He loved me and He loves all of us. The Lord who is holy, He separates Himself from unholy. Amen? Then why did He allow His name to be profaned? Why He needs this? Why He needs to allow people to hit Him, to spit on Him, to strip Him down, to have such a shame before you and me? If not, His love that we can't see will tell us which foundation we are standing. He said, I am profane. Who speaks? The Lord speaks. I am profane among them. But the Lord says, I will not give my glory to anyone. Then what He said? You betrayed me. It is the word the Lord is speaking. The only way you can stab Him in the back is to let Him love you and stab Him in the back. Why? Because His love is so pure. He loves everyone. He loves the sinner. He loves the one who killed Him. He loves everyone. But He will let them to stab Him in the back. Why? Those who keep on stabbing Him in the back will remain stabbing Him in the back until the day the wrath of God comes and separates. But those scars will be like rewards for the vessel, the child, the seed, the word of the Lord, which are purified again and again and again and again and again, 7 times, not once. Why? Every time something happens to you, you are growing, someone is being saved. Every time you do something, the Lord's name is glorified. Now, let me read 2 verses before we start prayer. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravening the prey. Amen? Now you see, the Lord's telling the name of that like a roaring lion. Now he says the name of that so-called lion. Okay? My brethren, do you remember when Moses saw people were distracted by vipers, when John the Baptist told, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the escape from the wrath of God?" When Jesus said, "Oh, you generation of vipers, why you came and disturbed my children, who warned you to flee the wrath of God to come?" When Moses saw the vipers were biting the children of God, what he did, he built a serpent, amen? He told them, "Look at it. In the garden, there was a serpent, amen?" Why the enemy always takes something that is always used by the Lord as an example? Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by the word of God, by the devil. He said, "Oh, this says, then do it. Hey, this says, then do it." He told Eve, "If God told this, right, let me reveal to you, this is the meaning of it. He or she, whatever the vessel, prophesying on behalf of the Lord, saying, thus says the Lord. The Lord told this. The Lord might have thought it. Remember, you don't have the testimony of Jesus. Because Revelation says, testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The one who honors the name of the Lord, the one who has a reverence and honor for the Lord, the one whose heart is filled with the fear of God, you know how to honor the name. The day when you profane his name, you are prophesying against him without your knowledge. You are thinking on behalf of him without his approval. When you do that, what we read in verse 28, he says, "The wolves ravening the prey to shed blood and to destroy souls and to get dishonest gain." Hallelujah. Dishonest gain. If you think about honest gain, you will be willing to die for his namesake. You will be willing to be the faithless for the faith of Christ to shine in his congregation. Amen? Dishonest gain. What is dishonest gain? So that is true. Indeed, there are dishonest gain. All the denominations are built upon dishonest gain. All the other heathen religions are built upon dishonest gain. But for us, remember, to die is gain. I repeat, to die is gain. To live is Christ. To live is also not gain. To die is gain. Are you willing to die every day for him? Lose your faith. Have him as your mind. This is not our house. His house. We are the tenant. But he still called us friends. My children. Don't take it lightly. Now read this. "And her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar." Untempered mortar. "Seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, thus saith the Lord, when the Lord hath not spoken." Blessed be the name of the Lord. The whole thing is coming to verse 28. I repeat, the word "thus saith the Lord," this is the church of God, an apostolic ministry God has blessed all of us with. We are the children of God. Amen? We follow the ark. But the Lord allows some to go before the ark when he wants. When the glory of the Lord dwells in the midst of his children, when the wall of fire round about, that's exactly what happened when Joshua, seven priests, the armed men, they were marching around the city of Jericho when the ark of the Lord was in the center, not in the front, not in the back, it was in the center. They were circling around as a circle. They were compact the wall as a wall. Because only the wall of the Lord can destroy the wall of the world. Do you hear me? If you don't say amen, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter, read from verse chapter 14. Verse 19. Chapter 14, verse 19. "Yet in the church, I had rather speak five words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue." Anything you speak against the will of God is an unknown tongue to the Lord. Anything. Gift of God is for the people, not for you, not for me. It's for the people of God. Read, "Brethren, be not children, understanding." Understanding, I read it somewhere here. Oh, it's here. Receive the understanding, learn the understanding, heard the understanding, seen the understanding. He is your understanding. The truth is our understanding. Amen? Now read this. Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. The armed man went before the priest. The Lord called them men. Now you read. In the law it is written, with men of other tongue and other lips will I speak unto these people, and yet for all that will they not hear me, saith the Lord. Therefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, blessed be the name of the Lord, but to them that believeth not. Amen. But prophesying serveth not for them that believeth not, but for them which believeth. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned and unbelievers, will they not they are mad? But if all prophecy, and there coming one believeth not, or one unlearned, if he is convinced of all, he is judged of laws. And thus are the secret of his heart made manifest. And so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of truth. Report. Do we have good reports? Do we have good report? Do we desire good report? There is only one who can write a report, who writes your name in the book of life. Nobody can give you a good report. Who are you? Who is me to give a good report of someone where our righteousness is filthy of rags? Now, I want us to focus on this. As we read chapter 14. Now we read verse 13. Therefore let him that speaketh in unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Yes, when thou shalt bless with the spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say Amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? Read this again. Yes, when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say Amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's bring it and close with the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 11 and 12, as we close. Chapter 26, verse 12. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. Our Lord, our God, Lord beside thee, have had dominion over us. But by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live. They are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore thou hast visited and destroyed them, and made all their memories to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord, thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified, thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. I repeat, they poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery is in pain and crieth out in her pain. So have we been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain. We have as it were brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, yet that dwell in the dust, for the dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come, my people, enter thou into the chamber, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself as it were for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity,
the earth shall also disclose her blood and shall no more cover her sling. Praise the Lord. So stand and pray. We continue next week. Our Lord, our God, bless all of us, O Lord, to understand the power of thy name, to realize and to receive this deep calling of such a mighty name, the great exceeding reward that is given to all of us, thy name. Lord, may you bless all of us to think about the blessed thoughts, which are true, just, honest, lovely. Oh Lord, you have taught us, we learned. You have showed us, we seen. You have given, we received. You have taught us. Lord, we are all here with understanding, standing. May you bless us to stand firm as we go through this beautiful journey of walking with you, this beautiful time of embracing the fellowship of thy sufferings. Lord, we bless your holy name. May you help us to learn the way you deal things, the way you beautifully draw the pattern throughout the word of the Lord, to show all of us you are the same yesterday, today and forever. Lord, bless us to glorify your name, sanctify our heart, consecrate this place, clean us, O Lord, wash us, O Lord. We are willing to be chastened again and again and again, because, O Lord, every single punishment, every single chastening is you. Wash all of us in Jordan, thoroughly. So, Lord, we bless your holy name. May you teach us to live like you. May you teach us to speak like you. May you teach us to think like you. And may you bless us to live like you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. As we are waiting, we give glory to your name. May you lead us in thy presence. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we all pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all, brethren.